Unit 3. Life in the Future. Reading.
First Impressions. Spacemail Li Qiang 299A at greatadventurespacestation.com. 15/11/3008, Earth Time. Dear Mom and Dad, I still cannot believe that I'm taking up this prize that I won last year. I have to remind myself constantly that I'm really in AD 3008. Worried about the journey, I was unsettled for the first few days. As a result, I suffered from time lag. This is similar to the jet lag you get from flying, but it seems you keep getting flashbacks from your previous time period. So I was very nervous and uncertain at first. However, my friend and guide, Wang Ping, was very understanding and gave me some green tablets which helped a lot. Well known for their expertise, his parents' company, called Future Tours, transported me safely into the future in a time capsule. I can still remember the moment when the space stewardess called us all to the capsule and we climbed in through a small opening. The seats were comfortable, and after a calming drink, we felt sleepy and closed our eyes. The capsule began swinging gently sideways as we lay relaxed and dreaming. A few minutes later, the journey was completed and we had arrived. I was still on the Earth, but 1,000 years in the future. What would I find? At first, my new surroundings were difficult to tolerate. The air seemed thin, as though its combination of gases had little oxygen left. Hit by a lack of fresh air, my head ached. Just as I tried to make the necessary adjustment to this new situation, Wang Ping appeared. "Put on this mask," he advised. "It'll make you feel much better." He handed it to me and immediately hurried me through to a small room nearby for a rest. I felt better in no time. Soon I was back on my feet again, and following him to collect a hovering carriage, driven by computer. These carriages float above the ground, and by bending or pressing down in your seat, you can move swiftly. Wang Ping fastened my safety belt, and showed me how to use it. Soon I could fly as fast as him. However, I lost sight of Wang Ping when we reached what looked like a large market, because of too many carriages flying by in all directions. He was swept up into the center of them. Just at that moment, I had a time lag flashback and saw the area again as it had been in the year 2008. I realized that I had been transported into the future of what was still my hometown. Then I caught sight of Wang Ping again and flew after him. Arriving at a strange-looking house, he showed me into a large, bright, clean room. It had a green wall, a brown floor, and soft lighting. Suddenly, the wall moved. It was made of trees. I found later that their leaves provided the room with much-needed oxygen. Then Wang Ping flashed a switch on a computer screen, and a table and some chairs rose from under the floor as if by magic. "Why not sit down and eat a little?" he said. "You may find this difficult, as it is your first time travel trip. Just relax, since there is nothing planned on the timetable today. Tomorrow, you'll be ready for some visits." Having said this, he spread some food on the table and produced a bed from the floor. After he left, I had a brief meal and a hot bath. Exhausted, I slid into bed and fell fast asleep. More news later from your loving son, Li Qiang.